You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, Casual Friday, when I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profuma. How are you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl.
And we've got a big announcement to make real fast right on the front end here. We're also joined by Brent Jones, and he is the promoter of the now famous Kentucky Muscle Extravaganza. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Are you going crazy yet?
Oh, man. Everything. You know, it's like Murphy's Law. Everything that can go wrong has been going wrong so far. As far as, like, just lining up things, you know, but everything's going to work out great.
Oh, it always does.
Fantastic show.
It always does.
Yeah, it always does. We've just did some TV promos this morning. You know, we're doing now the radio show. We've got the advertisement at the convention center. They're flashing, you know, on the big billboard. We've got radio ads. So, I mean, we're expecting a huge crowd today.
And is it true that our mutual friend Stavin Bott donned his banana hammock on TV this morning?
No.
He certainly did.
I saw him on television. He looked great.
Yeah, he looked good. He looks like he's going to be real competitive this year.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Stavin's a great guy. Anyway, what's exciting and new? I know that every year you try to do something different to make it sexier. Is there fitness now in the competition as well?
No, we don't have the fitness. That's only in the Derby show. And we've got some really big announcements for the Derby show coming up. And I'd like to, you know, let you guys know.
Yeah.
I'll do a good plug on that. But what we're doing is, this show, we're officially launching the Kentucky Muscle Clothesline. So we've got a large selection of different type of athletic gear that, you know, we'll have a huge boost set up. We've got a 8-foot chicken that, you know, every time you buy a shirt, you get a picture with our muscle bound chicken. And, so that's an exciting news. Other news is that we've got a record turnout on competitors. We're at 320 in the NPC, something almost 20 in the pros. We're over 250 for the arm wrestlers. I mean, it's just every event is up this year.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
That's awesome.
We will be there.
Yes, we will.
And we will be taking pictures and signing autographs. Ha, 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 ha. But anyway, so it's exciting. Give the rundown. When does the prejudging start? When is the night show? Where do people get tickets? All that sort of stuff.
The prejudging starts at 10 o'clock. The pros are on first. And then right after the pros get done, the NPC starts. That'll run to about approximately 5 o'clock. And then the evening show starts at 7. And then staggered during the day is the different events. Like at 11 o'clock is the grappling, 12 o'clock is the arm wrestling, 12:30 is the powerlifting, and then, of course, the expo is opened up at 9:30 so to the general public.
Who is your title sponsor this year?
Our title sponsor is Metrics, Pure Protein, and VPX Sports.
Cool, cool, very, very cool. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of other sponsors at the event as well at the expo, right?
Well, we've got several vendors setting up. We don't have a record crowd this year on vendors. But, I mean, we've got a lot of vendors.
That's almost nice. You know what? Not turning it into an expo in and of itself, but focusing on the athletes and a couple title sponsors carrying the weight of that. It keeps from diluting the response of the sponsors.
Yeah. The sponsors that are there get a whole lot of attention. You know, I mean, I'm expecting over 7,000 people, showing up during the day and night. So the sponsors
awesome.
That get there, yeah, everything's up this year. The sponsors that are there get a lot of attention from the spectators. So, I mean, they more than get their money's worth as far as, like, being a part and participating with the show. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be an awesome show this year.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. We will be there. We support the Kentucky Muscle any way we can because it's a signature event and it belongs to Kentucky exclusively. It's really keeping the flame of physical culture alive in this marketplace here and bringing a lot of people from all around.
Yeah, it is. I mean, matter of fact, I was arranging and what I was saying, things going wrong. A girl was coming from Argentina competing and they booked her into Cincinnati and, you know, she has a language barrier there, so she didn't know what
to do. On top of everything else, right?
On top of everything else, she contacted me, so I was rushing around trying to get her, you know, transportation here or get someplace that she can stay in Cincinnati and get here. So, you know, those are the type of things that go on this, you know, when you plan an event, you just have to plan for the unexpected.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cool. And then obviously there will be an after party?
There's a huge after party on 4th Street Live. Five locations this year. The main party is in Mosaic, but the Social Club, Tango, and all the other places will be having discounts, free entries for the Kentucky Muscle.
Just show your wristband, I guess, or something.
Wristband, or you can show. We'll have out little promo cards that, you know, if they show the card, they get in for free.
Cool.
And then they get drink specials, and they get 15% or 20% off.
What time does the after party start?
After party will start around 9 o'clock at a different location. Mm. The main location will start at 10:30.
Yeah. I'll be having my own after party. I'll be sleeping at 9 o'clock. I'll be checking my eyelids for cracks.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, look, I'm looking forward to it every year. This is an exciting. As a matter of fact, I want you to know something. We had tickets to Bruce Springsteen. We put them up on Craigslist because we want to come to the Kentucky Muscle instead of going to see
great.
The boss.
So that's great.
Just to let you know,
I took top billing to the boss. Huh?
There you go, brother. Yeah. You are the boss, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Listen, always. Right. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you. You put on an amazing show. You make it look effortless, and on top of that, you're handsome and muscular. So what else can I ask for a promoter?
I tell you, you know, compliment could get you everywhere, Carl.
That's what I've heard, and I'm working you, baby. I'm working you, baby. All right. We'll see.
Well, listen, I've got a huge announcement for the Kentucky Derby. I work the media here. Local media quite a bit.
Right.
And I've got two newscasters that are going to enter the Kentucky Derby, and then we're going to build it as a battle of the newscasters.
Really?
And they're going to tie a charity to it, so we're going to get international. We're going to pump it out to all the national media. It starts next week, so we'll be on TV announcing it, getting the newscasters prepped for the show. So there's opportunities for, you know, personal trainers if they want to help out. Nutritionists, competitors that they want to be a part of it. It'll be probably things will run every other week leading up to the show, or at least, you know, once or twice a month.
Could Elisa and I enter as well?
Yeah, you sure can.
Is exciting, Elisa. What if you get on and I don't? I'll be jealous then. Because you're prettier. They'll want you. They'll go get the guy with the face like a shoe. And get him back on radio because that's where he belongs. There you go.
No, Carl, they'll have it. But anyway, that's our big news. So the Derby is April 27th. Same place, the Grand Ballroom at the Golf House. Beautiful venue. So if you can't make it out to the Kentucky Muscle tomorrow, then plan on coming down to the Kentucky Derby Championships.
Very, very exciting.
That's awesome.
Exciting. Hey, Brent, thanks a lot for making time. I know that you're harried right now, and we had to pull you away from more emergency issues. So we'll see you tonight, okay?
All right. It sounds great.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. The Kentucky Muscle, a Louisville, Kentucky original. So Elisa Profumo, actually, I'm thinking of starting to call this show instead of Casual Friday. I think I'd like to call it the Elisa Profumo Show. You think there's anything wrong with that?
Yes, I'd like to keep it Casual Friday, please.
Okay, because you're the one who makes the show happen. You do all the hard work, the heavy lifting. Did you happen to catch any of the shows this week that we did?
I did.
Did you hear about the editorial review that I received about the show that we did, the interview we did? Pam Colleen and I critiqued Kenneth Krause's comments and his interview about Jennifer Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get the press release released to the media.
Why is that?
They said that I'm trying to exact revenge on someone, and it's not newsworthy. And I think it's completely newsworthy. So we are going to have to hire a professional press release writer to rewrite the press release so that it's acceptable to the media in order to get this out there. Because you know what's funny? Kenneth Krause warned me about this. He says the media will not let you criticize them. So this is an example of it.
So are you going to have it rewritten?
Yeah, we're going to have it rewritten. We're going to release it after the election. Obviously, we can't release it now because if we release it now, who's going to pay attention?
No one.
Right. Because the election is on everybody's mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then with what's going on the East Coast.
I know. I feel so bad for everyone on the East Coast. I hope that their power is restored soon and they can listen to Superhuman Radio and their life goes back to normal.
I'm surprised.
Whatever normalcy will be.
The past couple days, we've had people in New York, in Connecticut, in Maryland, in New Jersey, listening to the show. I'm baffled by that. I'm like, I can't believe that anybody with what's going on over there even cares what we're talking about over here. But we have people listening to the show the past few days from these areas that were hit hard.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's kind of exciting. Anyway, what shall we talk about before we take our first break?
Do we have time to talk about?
Yeah, we have a few minutes. Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll go long.
I wanted to talk about pumpkin.
Yes, because this is the season for pumpkin.
And I love all things pumpkin.
And I was just going to say, this is Elisa's favorite time because she loves anything that has pumpkin or pumpkin spice on it.
I love pumpkin spice. And I just buy organic pumpkin and take it out of the can and mix it with my yogurt in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's loaded with so many antioxidants.
Right.
And I'll add just some pumpkin, like some cinnamon and a
right.
little stevia and maybe some nutmeg and things like that. And it tastes like pumpkin pie with my yogurt.
Yeah, that sounds good. That actually sounds really good.
But anyway, I just wanted to talk about things about pumpkin that are good for you.
Okay.
I just said they're rich in antioxidants, the carotenoids, the beta carotene. Beta carotene may protect against cancer and heart disease. It also plays an important role in the skin.
Carotenoids.
Yes.
Those are the antioxidants that collect in the skin that protect the skin from oxidative damage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you have it.
That's why those new antioxidant testing machines that we hear about, they just test the carotenoid levels in the skin.
And that's all they test?
That's all they test, yeah.
Gamma tocopherol.
Good form of vitamin E.
Uh-huh. That's in the pumpkin seed itself.
Right.
So they're loaded with vitamin E, and you can roast those pumpkin seeds. Don't throw anything away from your pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody stole my pumpkins.
Isn't that terrible?
I had four pumpkins out front, and somebody took,
Halloween
night, someone took them. I'm shocked.
Because you were done handing out candy. Maybe they thought, well, since you're not here to hand out candy, we'll just take these.
I know, I guess, but anyway.
That was just mean. But they didn't take your Raggedy Andy doll.
Well, it's not a Raggedy Andy. It's a little scarecrow.
Well, he looks like Raggedy Andy, but they didn't take that. So obviously they weren't malicious. They were hungry.
Oh, I guess. Well, good. Now I'm helping them to get antioxidants into their diet.
There you go.
But yeah, take the pumpkin seed out of the pumpkin and just roast it. You can just put the seeds in the oven for about 15 to 20 minutes. If you put the oven on about 170 degrees and roast them for 20 minutes, put a little salt on it, sea salt, or maybe a little.
I like them with a little salt.
A little chili pepper too.
Yeah, that's very popular now. Mm-hmm. Putting chili pepper on things.
Yeah,
chili on mangoes and stuff like that. Yeah, that sounds good.
And I mean, they're loaded with vitamin E.
Mm.
So
that's the pumpkin story.
Yes, and the pumpkins are supposed to also protect your prostate for you guys out there listening.
Do you have to sit on it, or you have to eat it?
I have a recipe here in front of me for curried pumpkin soup.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we have to talk. Let's do this. Let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, let's talk about curried pumpkin soup, because don't you also want to talk about curry?
Yes, I do.
And isn't it funny? Curry has been in the context of several shows now, thanks to Rob Regish, who said that curry is an amazing supplement for those of us trying to transform our bodies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's talk about curried pumpkin soup. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where I am joined by the lovely and talented and highly intelligent Elisa Profumo. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
There are a few
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right. You get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
I just want to tell the pumpkin's history really quick.
Okay.
Pumpkins were native to North America. They were first embraced by Native Americans for their multi-purpose properties before the fruit seeds were passed along to European explorers, and then they were spread throughout Europe. Pumpkins and their seeds are also known as pepitas.
Pepitas.
The United States is currently the largest producer of pumpkins, followed by Mexico, India, and China.
Cool. Now, since we invoked India, tell me about this pumpkin curry soup.
Yeah. I just have a recipe for a curried pumpkin soup, and it has pumpkin, salt, butter, onions, fresh ginger, yum, cumin, coriander, and cardamom. Those are all three things that you find in curry. Is that
right?
Correct?
Yeah. Curry varies by region. The Asian curry versus the Indian curry. There's different things, but they all seem to have some basic ingredients: coriander, turmeric, cumin, curcumin, fenugreek, and generally some peppers, something peppering.
Oh, the soup has hot pepper flakes in it, mm-hmm. hot red pepper flakes, and it also has coconut milk in it.
There you go. Coconut milk is typically Thai curry. The Taiwanese, their curry usually has some coconut in it.
And you said that Rob's made reference several times.
Well, curry is a multi-spice spice, right?
Okay.
And Rob did a tip of the day showing that curry possesses not only muscle building and fat burning values, but anti-inflammatory, anti-aging values. I mean, it's just like, it made you feel like, wow, I should be either eating curry every day or using curry in capsule form because this stuff is fantastic.
I have an article that says that curcumin has been linked to a range of health benefits, including potential protection against prostate cancer, Alzheimer's, protection against heart failure, diabetes, and arthritis.
But low levels of curcumin.
Right.
Right?
Curcumin is the natural pigment that gives the spice turmeric its yellow color.
Right. Right. But now the interesting thing about it is that curry has curcumin in it, but it doesn't have high levels of curcumin. It has other things as well. So but the nice thing about curry is you get the curcumin, you get the turmeric, you get these other spices that all have different values and benefits.
Right.
So you're better off just using curry in your food. Learn how to cook
coriander,
Indian food, like masala.
Cardamom.
You know, learn how to cook a masala chicken or learn how to use curry and have it regularly for health benefits and to help you with your body transformation. It balances blood sugar. I mean, it does so many good things. So it really is a great herb.
So I guess
or spice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just the curry you need because I haven't cooked with curry. I'm not really
well versed
on cooking with curry. So I guess that pumpkin soup will be a great place to start.
To start, yeah, absolutely. There is a dish that we both like at a local restaurant that is a coconut curry chicken. Served with naan bread, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That Gislan or Gislay, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's an example of curry that's not real spicy.
I also want to talk about how high salt meals impact cardiovascular measures in 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
In 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know what surprised me is, we made soup, chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
And we had some guests come over. And they were putting salt into the soup.
Right. And now we didn't put any salt in the soup.
No.
But we let just the broth itself has a salty flavor, you know, from the chicken, you know?
Right.
Right.
And I was shocked. Of course, we only have sea salt in the house, but they kept putting more and more
salt
in there. And I guess it's because they're accustomed to eating processed foods that are higher in sodium.
I guess so. That's the only thing I can think of. I think your tolerance for how salt affects your tongue goes up when you eat lots of salty foods. And so you want more salt. I think it was Dr. Michael Smith that came on the show and said the problem with salt today is not the sodium. It's the sodium chloride. It's the type of salt we use. That sodium gets a bad rap because of the type of salt we use. The type of salt we use, and I'm just going back in my mind. The way he described it was the type of salt we use, the body is not prepared to process it and get it out. So it has a cumulative effect. It takes a while for the body to get it out because it doesn't fit into the pathways that get salt out of the body quickly. So I'm just going from what I recall.
Here it says consuming highly salted foods could reduce the functioning of blood vessels within 30 minutes of intake. So, that's shocking to me.
Yeah, and that's because salt has a profound effect on the production of angiotensin 1 and 2, which is responsible for vascular constriction.
It says here, we found that a meal containing about 4 grams of salt worsened cardiovascular functions within about 30 minutes of eating the meal.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. But you shouldn't be afraid of sodium. that's naturally occurring in like beef and things like that.
Right.
But it's the salt that you can shake out of a bottle that becomes a problem. Unless it's like Himalayan salt or sea salt that's not in the sodium chloride, I guess, family. I don't remember the whole dialogue, but I know not all salt is the same. Or not all sodium is the same. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but you're going to be talking about something later that actually could have a beneficial effect in this instance.
The magnesium?
Yeah, because while salt has the ability to stimulate angiotensin 1 and 2, an angiotensin-converting enzyme, which causes vascular constriction, magnesium is an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor. And this comes back to the whole tug-of-war, push-pull between electrolytes and why you can't get all whacked out on one and not the other.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I have taken magnesium supplements before going to bed because they're supposed to
relax
you and help you sleep. But I felt like it threw off my electrolyte balance.
Because you had cramps as a result.
I got a Charlie horse.
And some people are more sensitive to that than others. They tolerance to the effects of electrolytes. But yeah, you're right. And that's the problem with, can we talk about the magnesium salt?
Yes, I've got it in front of me. Poliquin.
Yeah, Charles Poliquin wrote an article.
Magnesium, the anti-stress mineral. And here he gives several different things. Sleep better, reduce insomnia, improve brain function and fight depression, raise testosterone levels and build muscle, get stronger, maximize protein synthesis, decrease inflammation, improve heart health, get stronger bones, prevent osteoporosis, improve insulin sensitivity, prevent diabetes, prevent metabolic syndrome, stress, magnesium necessary for detox of cortisol, digestion. Magnesium deficiency causes constipation and digestive-related disorders. Treat ADHD and hyperactivity, abdominal fat, and central obesity. Waist circumference can suggest magnesium deficiency. And that's it.
Okay, now the problem with this, what are people going to do? They read that article.
They're going to start taking magnesium without knowing what their levels are.
Right. And they're going to take too much magnesium quite often. Like, I take magnesium before bed. I take magnesium citrate. But I only take 200 milligrams before bed. I get the rest of the magnesium throughout the day from my diet. And I also know that I'm getting plenty of calcium. I'm getting plenty of copper. I'm getting plenty of zinc. I'm getting plenty of other things, too. My fear about these types of articles is people read that and they start taking 6, 8, 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day, thinking, well, this is going to reverse this. It's going to make me thinner. It's going to make my stomach. And magnesium as a therapy only works in people who are deficient in magnesium. And elevating magnesium levels without paying attention to other electrolytes is risky business. So if you go, look, I'm deficient in magnesium. You're probably deficient in other things too. What you need to do is you need to start focusing on getting all of these minerals first from natural sources as possible, and secondly as a supplement. But you need to pay attention to all of them. You can't just raise magnesium and go forget about zinc, forget about calcium, forget about copper, forget about all these other things. Especially since copper and magnesium have a way of displacing each other. So
you don't think that someone should read this article and say, well, I'm having problems with cortisol levels, so I think I'll take magnesium before I go to bed at night and see what happens.
Yes, I think they should. But I don't think that they should go for anything more than a 200 milligram dose before bed, and probably even half of that to start out with. That's what I think. The problem is that people are going to get the 600 milligram magnesium tablet over at Vitacost or GNC, and they're going to take 600 milligrams before bed, and the first night they're going to sleep okay. And the second night they're going to sleep okay. But after doing that for weeks, they're going to start noticing other changes, like, oh, all of a sudden my heart rhythm has changed, or, I'm holding water, or a myriad of other things that indicate that there's some electrolyte imbalances. And then they're going to go, gee, I wonder what this is from. And they're not going to pay attention to the fact that they have now whacked out the ratios of these electrolytes by just focusing on this one electrolyte in large doses for weeks on end.
It's too bad that we can't have some kind of a test at home instead of having to go get blood tests all the time to test our electrolytes and other things.
Well, there
like
is a test.
Vitamin D levels.
There is a test. Hair tests are the best for minerals.
Oh, really?
Find somebody who does the hair test. Yeah. They can tell your mineral levels right now, your mineral levels in the past weeks, by going up the shaft of the hair and testing for minerals. That's the best indicator, because what's being placed into this time capsule of skin, which is hair, is the best indicator of what your electrolyte levels were. Want to go ahead and take a break?
Yes.
Okay.
Sitting here shaking my head.
The audience can see you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. This is Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock.
Do I sound like Steven Tyler?
Did you see Aerosmith on television? I cranked that up this morning, and I was like, I should listen to this every morning.
Music gets you going. I feel bad for Steven Tyler. It's obvious he's got some problems with his feet and his knees or something.
Oh, I know. They're so good,
Poor
though.
Poor guy. He looks like a newborn calf when they're knock-kneed, like they can't stand yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the poor guy.
He doesn't have any muscle in his legs, it doesn't seem like. It doesn't appear to
be. Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway. Oh,
I just want to touch upon something. Petroleum jelly.
Yes.
I mean,
women use petroleum jelly on their face, on their lips.
My mother used to use it all the time.
Mine too.
And I remember seeing that Vaseline jar, and it would be around the house. And, you know, they put petroleum jelly in cosmetics because it's very hydrophilic. It takes moisture out of the air.
It brings it, right, attracts it.
Exactly. Right. So, it's in a lot of cosmetics. But I was just reading about it, and the liquid petroleum is flammable.
Yeah. It's a byproduct.
It has to have like a wick or a twig or something to light it.
Like the wax of a candle.
Exactly. But it's flammable, and it's in cosmetics.
Right. Well, look, I have instinctively never used petroleum jelly because of the first word in the name, petroleum, which I attribute to kerosene, fuel oil, diesel fuel, something that I don't want on my body.
Well, that's how it was originally discovered, was from rig workers.
Yeah, it was a byproduct of the refinery process from oil.
And it was on the outside of the pipes, and they started using it to put on their wounds, and they thought it was healing the wounds, when in actuality it was just as a protectant. It was acting as a protectant.
Like a Band-Aid.
Like a Band-Aid, exactly.
Yeah, but a waterproof one that would keep germs out and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably where it became popular to be put on your skin.
Right.
But, I mean, you might as well just, you know, kiss your car. Go to your engine and kiss your car. I mean, it's like you're putting a petroleum byproduct on your skin. You know.
Well, and I'm looking at a lot of the uses for petroleum jelly, and it says here that a lot of people use it as a lubricant, but be careful if you're using condoms because it actually disintegrates the condom, the latex.
Yeah. So if you have a girlfriend who wants to coat your condom with petroleum jelly, she's really just trying to get pregnant. So, I mean, that's shocking, and I bet a lot of people have used both petroleum jelly and a condom during a session of making love for one reason or another, and can't figure out why so-and-so got pregnant. That's amazing.
Really it says amazing. Here, most petroleum jelly today is consumed as an ingredient in skin lotions and cosmetics. Yeah. And it comes from, I guess, gasoline. Because Vaseline, like you said this morning, Vaseline.
Viscous, I said the word. The first name for petroleum jelly product was Vaseline. And I said gasoline, viscosity, viscous, gasoline. Viscous gasoline, Vaseline. I mean, that's obviously where the name came from.
People are putting it on for chapped lips.
Can't be good for you.
Softened nail cuticles. It's just a whole slew of...
Well, I'll give you one even better. My daughter Taylor had eczema as a young child, and we probably spent tens of thousands of dollars on skin creams for her.
Uh-huh.
And the most expensive and most popular one prescribed by doctors is a product called Aquaphor. And Aquaphor is just petroleum jelly with some other things in it. And so here you're putting this on these open wounds and cuts and stuff like that. Well, here's the thing that I learned about petroleum jelly, like in the case of chapstick. The more you use, the more you have to use it, because while it has an initial effect of as an emollient, it then, as you said, it's hydrophilic, right? So it attracts.
Hydrophilic.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It attracts water, right?
Right.
Well, do you think it just attracts water from one side? So it attracts water from the air, but it also attracts water from your skin. It pulls the water out of your skin because it wants the water. It's not saying, give me the water from the air and I'm going to pass it along to the skin. It says, give me water, and it's indiscriminate where it gets it from. So the more you use these products, the more you have to use them because they actually dry the skin out over time.
Didn't you say the number one ingredient in chapstick was petroleum jelly?
Yeah. And that's why people in the know who use chap lip products use stuff that has beeswax and things like that, which you found out after doing research that there is a healthy alternative to petroleum jelly, and that is what?
The beeswax?
And olive oil.
Oh, olive oil and beeswax mixed together.
Yeah,
right.
You whip it. It turns into like a cream, like a gel.
Just as a side note, it says here that petroleum jelly is often used in nosebleeds. But then it says petroleum jelly should not be applied to the inside of the nose due to the risk of lipid pneumonia.
Mm.
And didn't you say your mother used to always...
Every night before bed, she would take her pinky, put it in the Vaseline jar, and put it on the inside of her nostrils, and then go to sleep.
It's possible to make your own natural petroleum jelly alternative using beeswax and olive oil. So there you have it.
There you go. So make your own, and it's cheaper that way. And then you know what's in it.
Okay, so I think our next subject will be organic foods.
Yes, this really got me. This really got me. When I read this, you sent this to me, I read this, and my head almost exploded.
This came from the New York Times, the opinion pages.
Yeah, from a genius named Roger Cohen.
Yes.
So, Roger, you if we had an award for pure genius, you'd get it for this show.
So,
Roger, you want me to? I just want to read this part here. This is right from Roger. He says, you know, he was having breakfast one morning and all the things on this particular menu were organic. And he said he became immediately disgusted with the O word. He says organic has long since become an ideology, the romantic back to nature obsession of an upper middle class able to afford it and obvious in their affluent narcissism to the challenge of feeding a planet whose population will surge to 9 billion before the middle of the century, and whose poor will get a lot more nutrients from the two regular carrots they can buy for the price of one organic carrot, right? So basically, Roger is saying that this whole notion of organic is just this complete bourgeois. It's all about the upper middle class and blah. Roger, you are a dummy. I have to be honest. A dummy.
I want to read this. In the midst of the fad, few questions have been asked. But the fact is that buying organic baby food, a growing sector, is like paying to send your child to private school. It is a class-driven decision that demonstrates how much you love your offspring, but whose overall impact on society is debatable. So you're going to give your child...
It's not debatable.
I know.
I mean, has this idiot looked at any of the research on pesticides and the transgenerational epigenetic effects of on the offspring? So in other words, those of us who choose organic, we're just doing it because it's an ideology.
He's an idiot.
Yes, he is.
I don't want to rant
job. Yeah.
But he's an idiot. Here he says, the British organic market is also growing. Menus like to mention that bacon comes from pampered pigs at the Happy Hog farm down the road. Mm-hmm. What? Really? Yeah.
You know what?
So you'd rather that the pig be in a cage where it can't move?
Well, and it's given drugs and antibiotics and everything else that make the meat poison. See, what Roger doesn't get, and he's like so many others out there who just don't believe that there's a value in avoiding toxic man-made chemicals. He believes that this is a lot of nonsense. This is not hurting anybody. But Roger hasn't been personally affected yet for some reason by these conditions. Maybe a grandchild of his or a nephew or somebody will be affected, and then he'll be enlightened by the transgenerational effects of being exposed to these pesticides. You don't have to even look at the literature, Roger. Roger, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Okay? If you embrace this notion that these chemicals are harmless and they are just part of this bourgeois movement to prove that we are ideologically attuned to each other, then you should start bathing with these chemicals and feeding them to your loved ones in mass amounts and watch the disease that you develop. And then ask yourself the question, gee, perhaps I threw the baby out with the bathwater by trying to write an article that would incite a certain group of people. You can still feed the world and not feed them poison, Roger. You and Bill Gates are the only ones now that agree that the only way to feed the world is to feed them poison, to feed them crap, to feed them genetically modified forms of food or food so laden with chemicals and pesticides that the value that they provide in nutrition is almost completely washed away by the disease that they will provide later on. And just because you don't believe it doesn't mean that those of us who do are bourgeois.
No.
I mean, shame on you, Roger. I understand that you're looking for things to write about to, you know, get people to talk about your writing, but write about something constructive here. This is nonsense.
I just wanted to mention, you know, you mentioned earlier that next week is Election Day. Don't forget about Prop 37.
Oh, man, yeah.
I read an article this morning that said that people want to have transparency in their food system, but when they were asked if they were willing to pay for it, the conviction started to dissolve.
But see, and this is part of the other side's propaganda, in my personal opinion, because it will not cost you more. Look, let's be honest here. Every single so many months, a manufacturer changes their labeling on their box, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the new and improved Eggo waffle or whatever it is, right? So they put this little caption, there's a couple extra words, they put a little design, boom, right? You don't pay more for that. That's all part of the box design and the printing process. So all we're saying is, if you have GMO, make that part of the labeling process. That's not going to cost anybody more money. Don't be fooled by these manufacturers. What's going to cost more money is those of us who want non-GMO will probably pay more for it. But those of you who don't care, continue to eat the genetically modified foods. But at least you'll know. You'll say, oh, this box is 35 cents cheaper. I can see why, because it has GMO in it. That's what I'm going to buy. Those of us who buy GMO are going to pay more. I mean, non-GMO are going to pay more. And we, as Roger Cohen points out, we're just bourgeois. We're not doing it because it means anything. We're doing it to show people. We drive a Volvo. We eat non-GMO food. No, it's because we don't want genetically modified foods. We want to watch you be the test experiment.
A Volvo that's 23 years old.
Yeah, exactly. I'm bourgeois. I'm upper middle class, Roger. I drive a car as old as my oldest child. 248,000 miles on it. What do you drive? I bet he drives a brand new car. And I'm bourgeois because I want non-genetically modified organic foods. I love it. Anyway, okay, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more of interesting stuff to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We actually just heard Elisa rant.
Yay.
I like that. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive
double the patches. That's right. You get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, start already.
Enough.
What's going to happen? It's probably a good song, and as soon as I lower it, here. Oh, yeah. Ice, Ice Baby.
I have this one on my MP3 player. What is it? Get to listen to it, and I'm working out. Okay, so I just wanted to mention really quick on the heels of the last story that we talked about, the guy from the New York Times. Two Mexican states have banned GM corn.
Yeah. Now, and it's interesting. We're gonna butcher the names of these two Mexican states.
Andrew Michael Barker posted this, so sorry if we're butchering the states of Mexico, but they are... You can pronounce them. You did it better.
I don't have them in front of me again. Hold on. Good. What is it?
Micacon.
I think it's Michoacan.
Michoacan and
Texcala.
Texcala.
Yeah. Texcala.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But they each passed legislation banning the planting of genetically modified corn to protect natural plants from further contamination of transgenes. Together, both states produce about a third of all Mexico's corn.
And I want to talk about something. These two areas of Mexico are occupied by an indigenous people called the Otomi, O-T-O-M-I. They have direct ties back to the Aztecs. These are indigenous people. I want to talk about Roger Cohen asserting that all this sort of stuff is just some bourgeois movement of the middle class, okay? These people are not middle class. These people are agrarian. These are farmers. Okay? They make their own quilts and they farm their own land, and these are indigenous people. These are not middle class. I would venture to guess that many of them, if they have a television, it's not a flat screen. Okay? They see the value in this non-genetically modified variant and protecting the corn, which I would assure that as part of Mr. Cohen's argument is just a bourgeois movement now, or GMO and organic, and it's just nonsense.
Well, that statement just shows how uneducated he is about this subject.
Either that, or he just wants to incite people. You know, sometimes people are purposely contrary in order to get publicity, or so on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that. Who knows? But it's a stupid statement that he made. And here's an example of individuals who can't be considered upper middle class, who see the value in probably organics as well.
Right.
So, there you go.
I know we've talked about seafood, on several different occasions on our show. And I have to tell you, I'm leery about eating seafood in a restaurant because you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
This article says, much of imported seafood is fed with manure or laden with drugs. So where's the FDA?
Yeah.
The U.S. exports up to 90% of all the fish it consumes, and yet the FDA inspects only 2.7% of it.
They import. Did you say import or export?
The U.S. imports 90%, 90% of its seafood. Yet the FDA...
2% of it.
They only inspect 2.7% of the food that is imported.
Right, right.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Most of it goes uninspected.
Right.
According to the Bloomberg Businessweek, shrimp from Vietnam seems especially plagued with health issues stemming from protocol at the fish farms. At one of the factories, the fish are in a hot factory populated with swarms of flies and littered with trash. Once sorted, shrimp are stuffed into what are characterized as dirty barrels, packed with ice made from Vietnamese tap water.
Right.
And according to the country's own health ministry, Vietnamese tap water is laden with bacteria, making it unsafe to drink.
Right.
So that's absorbing.
I just had shrimp cocktail the other night. I wish I didn't have it now.
The agency has warned the residents that the water needs to be boiled for sterilization before it's consumed.
But
yet the shrimp that we're going to eat is packed in their tap water.
Right, right. I mean, you know, and you're right. You don't know where your fish is coming from. Even when you go into a fish store and the guy says, well, this is, you know, this is Atlantic cod. How do you really know? How does he really know it's Atlantic cod? Can he tell the difference by looking at it? Oh, this is Atlantic cod. And Dr. Hiblin, when he came on and talked about the perils of having too much linoleic acid in your diet, he talked about the fact that even fish is at risk because they feed these fish corn and soy and all these things high in linoleic acid, which ends up permeating the flesh.
China remains a concern of their imported or exported tilapia. Grown in factory farms close to Hong Kong, the tilapia are fed a diet that includes manure from pigs and geese.
Mm. Yum.
According to Mother Jones, the manure contains salmonella and makes the fish more susceptible to disease. But that hasn't stopped many of the fish farms in the area from adopting manure feed as a replacement for regular feed because it's a cheaper option that allows them to keep production up. And that's what we're eating.
You know, part of me thinks this...
I stopped eating tilapia. Yeah, I can't eat it.
No. I mean, I would imagine fish do eat poop. Like in the Congo, if a rhinoceros poops in the water, I'm sure that the fish probably eat it. But the problem is that there's a lot more at risk here when you're transporting poop from a hog farm, which is known to be very, very dangerous, biohazard, and then feeding it to fish. It just doesn't make sense. But you know what? If they could get people to eat poop, they would feed us poop too. So I can see why this is happening. It's an economic issue.
It says, so where is the FDA? Bloomberg reports that though the agency is fully aware of the problem, it's not doing a whole lot to stop it. The assistant director of the Food and Water Watch group reported to the news agency that the FDA's inspection practices surrounding imported fish essentially consist of a quick visual scan to see if it looks obviously rotten.
That's it. Why are we importing so much fish?
Why don't you call the FDA and ask them?
I mean, don't we have a large enough ability to produce the majority of fish that we eat right here in the United States? What is being done for fishermen? And I guess who wants to eat Gulf Coast fish right now after the BP oil spill?
The Environmental Watch Group reports the FDA conducts drug residue testing on just 0.1% of our country's imported seafood. 0.1%.
Yeah. So a lot of it.
So essentially, they're doing nothing.
Yeah. This is scary stuff. This is scary stuff. We have to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, do you have any other scary stuff we can talk about?
Oh, just a couple things.
Good. I want more scary stuff, Elisa. I want to walk out of this studio today shivering from fear of eating. How about that?
Okay.
We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That was a good drum break.
All right. Bam.
usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about now, Elisa?
I want to talk about an article that I read. I can't talk. WorldHealth.net.
Mm-hmm.
It says use it or lose it.
Right.
And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with one of the shows you did this week about just standing up.
Yeah. Something as simple as just standing after a meal changes what your body does with it.
In this study, it came out of the UK, the people that were studied between the ages of 39 and 63 were categorized as sufficiently active, and the study went on for 9 years. The sufficiently active subjects were men and women who engaged in 2.5 hours of moderate exercise or an hour of vigorous exercise. After 9 years of regular aerobic activity, physical activity, the sufficiently active adults were less likely to have physical problems that kept them from playing sports, lifting heavy objects, or being able to perform routine activities such as climbing stairs and bathing yourself.
And we're talking about 2.5 hours a week.
Of moderate exercise.
A week.
Or 1 hour of vigorous
exercise.
Right.
That's a half hour a day, 5 days a week. And, you know, we talk about how
women outlive men, but women are most likely institutionalized. When you go to institutions, the women far outnumber the men. And that's because while they outlive men, they lose their ability to be ambulatory and they have to be institutionalized. So it's, you know, getting up more often, moving around more often, and lo and behold, resistance and aerobic exercise paired together can help you live a better life as you age. Everybody's so focused on having money at the end of their lives. I mean, guess what? Who cares if you have that money and you're paying a friggin' nursing home to change your diaper? I mean, that's nonsense.
According to the World Health Organization, more than 60% of the global population are not sufficiently active.
Yeah.
So they don't get 2.5 hours of moderate exercise or 1 hour of vigorous activity a week.
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
Since we're talking about the World Health Organization, can I direct you to a study that you pointed out to me that WHO, the division that's working on obesity, is actually taking money from companies like Coca-Cola?
They're taking money from Coca-Cola and Nestle's.
Companies that are contributing to the obesity epidemic are funding the WHO's research into obesity?
Yes.
So do we know anything about how this works? Like with when do you bite the hand that feeds you? As a rule, does the FDA pay attention to their clients because their clients pay their payroll? Sure. Do you bite the hand that feeds you? No. So isn't the WHO going to treat the information differently to benefit the people that are funding them?
Yes.
I mean, this is a complete conflict of interest, in my humble opinion.
Well, I agree, but you know, I guess when you have fat wallets, you can, you know, what's surprising to me is we've been watching that, The Men Who Built America,
yes,
on the History Channel.
Yes.
And when I just said, when you have fat wallets, you can get what you want. I mean, we watched an episode last night, and this is where Rockefeller,
Carnegie,
and J.P. Morgan started paying off the president,
right,
to get what they wanted.
Right.
Because they had all the money back then.
They decided.
And the power.
Because what happened was, this is when the antitrust laws were first being discussed. Because what these guys did was they bought up the competition and created monopolies. And the monopolies caused two things to happen. The price of products went up, and the wages that the working class were paid went down. In some cases, working conditions got so bad that people were dying on the job because of monopolies. There was no competition. So the antitrust movement came along, and these three guys who were vehement enemies originally decided, you know what, we're going to have to work together and buy the presidency, something that is still being done today. Okay? This is when it started. These three guys, don't forget, what did we learn on the show? J.P. Morgan actually bailed out the American government to the tune of like $150 million when the American government was running out of money. J.P. Morgan put the money together to lend to the American government.
Mm-hmm.
A single individual lent money to the entire government. Do you think that they were going to kiss his ass whenever he wanted it? Abso-flippin-lutely. So this is when it started, when the industrialization of this country came about. So went the honest politics.
The World Health Organization that you were just talking about, the money for from Coca-Cola and Nestle, it's actually being given over in Mexico. Here it says that Mexico is the diabetes is the number one killer right now in Mexico. And so Coca-Cola and Nestle are giving, Coca-Cola gave $150,000 and Nestle gave $50,000. And it says, in a nation whose diabetes and obesity rates are out of control, it's no surprise that Coca-Cola exudes an unbelievable amount of influence. Mexicans drink more Coca-Cola than any other beverage. And former President Vicente Fox.
Yeah, Vicente.
What,
right.
Vicente Fox was the president of Coca-Cola Mexico before entering politics.
Right. He's also the owner of the phone company there.
It's always so incestuous.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what they're going to do. They're going to do like Bloomberg's doing. They're going to say, well, you can only drink a little bit of Coke every day. I mean, this is nonsense. It's, you know what? People have to wake up and make these decisions on their own.
Reuters reported that a meeting of the WHO's Nutrition Committee last November in Germany, representatives from Coca-Cola and Kellogg represented Mexico, with every other nation present had sent government officials.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a joke. It's a mockery. So, yeah. Wait. Let's wait for the WHO to come out and rule on whether or not people should be drinking more Coca-Cola when they're getting money from Coca-Cola to produce this. Let's see. Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we covered all the important stories. There you go. So you've listened to another week of Superhuman Radio. Hope you got something good out of it. Did you get something good out of the shows this week?
I did.
I hope everybody did. I hope you stand after every meal. Do it because I said so.
Go for a walk. Get out in the fresh air.
We're going to go do that now, right?
Yes.
Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.